Hey guys, Sean here from SGT Report, and as you know, I was here a year ago at Dream Body Clinic in Nuevo Vallarta, but the view didn't look as good as this one. This is their new location, beautiful view of the ocean there, and I'm here for my second round of stem cells, and there's Josh.
Hey, how's it going? So, Sean, you're back.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was Josh Kettner from Dream Body Clinic, and this is the much anticipated follow-up to my first visit for ethically sourced, non-abortive tissue stem cells for my knees. And in this interview, we discuss my second visit very candidly in black and white on how this went for me, and if it's something you and your situation you may want to consider for yourself. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below. Hey, friends. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you all back, guys. I just want to make something clear from the outset here. There is no financial relationship between Josh and I. There is no exchange of money. But I do want you to know Josh has been very generous to me with stem cells because he's seeking to help me cure my knee arthritis. This is an update on my stem cell treatment in Bucerías, Mexico, guys. That's just a few miles outside of Puerto Vallarta. I have back on the line Josh Kettner from Dream Body Clinic. An important update for those who want to hear it. You guys will recall my interview with Josh back in July 2022. It began like this.
It seems too good to be true. There's so many things it helps with, but autoimmune diseases is probably the next most common thing that we do. I mean, we have patients in full remission from MS from these treatments.
I'll pause it there. I will welcome my guest, Josh Kettner. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back on.
Glad to have you back on. And again, my thanks to my friend Ted for making the initial introduction to you. As friends of SGT Report know and have been following my little story about my knees, I was a runner for many years since college, and suddenly I couldn't run anymore. I went to the doctor, I got x-rays done, and they said, Sean, you got bone on bone here in your left knee, and your right knee's not looking too good either. That's when I started talking about it on the channel. Ted reached out, told me about Dream Body Clinic, and I went and saw you, Josh, for my first treatment back in July 2022. And I just went back for a second treatment about a month and a half ago, and I wanted to provide the update for folks. But first, let me ask you, what is life like for you down there in Bucerías? Because I want to show folks your new clinic. It's up and running now, and I saw it firsthand.
Yeah, so we've got, it must be like over 10,000 square foot, basically hospital now. It's got to be, if it's not the largest, it's one of the largest stem cell clinics in the world. We just finished the lab on site, and we've got this big, facility overlooking the ocean here in Puerto Vallarta, and just love it. Yeah, very happy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful clinic, and let me just show folks firsthand. I'll prove to y'all I was there. Here's me outside the new clinic, guys. Check this out.
Hey, guys. There's the ocean in the background. Bucerías, Mexico. Just outside of Nuevo Vallarta, near Puerto Vallarta. Could not more highly recommend it, especially if you need stem cells. That's my buddy Josh's new clinic, the Dream Body Clinic. Let's check it out.
We did do a tour of the clinic. Josh took me through it. Of course, I got the stem cell treatments there. So what I want to focus on in this conversation, Josh, is the treatment. And I know you can quantify how this stuff works for people. I did get questions below this video that we did about a year ago, and I just saw this one today. My apologies to Truth Junkie. She said she made an appointment in October to come down and see you at Dream Body Clinic. She said, there's still time for me to cancel if you've seen little or no improvement. I personally have seen three orthopedic doctors here in Houston, and they all told me they want a cut, and the only option is a knee replacement. That's the same info I was given from my docs, Josh, as you know. And, you know, when folks get desperate, they seek alternative treatments. And let's just talk about stem cell treatment for joints, and then I'll give people an update on my situation. And by the way, these are stem cells, not from aborted babies. These are stem cells from, Josh, you tell them.
Well, you can take them from any tissue that has capillaries. A mesenchymal stem cell, like we use, is technically a pericyte. They live on capillaries. So imagine my arm's like a capillary. They're wrapped around. That's a pericyte, right? They squeeze and hold on, help with blood pressure. And when you're injured, they come off and they go to the area and they act like the manager on the construction site. They just guide the healing process. So we can take them from any tissue because they lack what's called HLA, human leukocyte antigen. That's the marker that tells you it's from your body. That's what would tell your immune system to reject it. And that's why we're able to take them from umbilical cord tissue and placenta, tissue that would have normally been thrown away after the birth, and instead of, say, taking it from the person, because you don't want your own. They're the same age as you. And if you have any immune issues, they're already adapted to that. So we want them from the youngest source tissue, which would be umbilical cord. It's only about 9 months old. And from that, they replicate the fastest. And in the US, they don't allow the replication, which is really dumb. They should, but that's their way to protect the big pharma companies, I think, because then you have to go through all four phases of the FDA, spend hundreds of millions of dollars, and you can't patent it. So we are able to do Mexico, and that's what we, it's been working incredibly well for people, and no risk of like that, and no aborted babies. You know, these are completely ethical.
And I want to make it clear, Josh, that you can, I think, guarantee that these stem cells come from non-COVID vaxxed donors. Is that correct?
Completely. That is probably the most common question. And, you know, most of our patients are, you know, people that think like the kind of people that follow the SGT report. You know, they don't really trust what the government's telling us. We tend to get more people that are looking for alternatives, that think more independently like that. And that's, you know, really our niche. And because of that, and that's how I think, like I didn't take the vaccine. You know, the jab, the vax, whatever you want to call it, and didn't recommend anybody else does either. And here in Mexico, we got very lucky. They never required it. It was incredibly free. There was maybe a 2 week period where they actually locked things down through all of it. And it was really more just to cover up for the president, like, you know, shaking Chapo's mom's hand on camera, not because they really wanted to. And it, you know, changed the news cycle. So what they did is if you did get the vaccines here, they tied it to your CURP number, which is sort of like a, it's like a social security number, right? So you can actually like check that and it tells you the person's vaccination status. But we also ask all of our donors. So, you know, they don't even know that they're going to be asked to donate. So we're able to ask and say, hey, you know, have you been vaccinated? And if they answer yes, they're automatically disqualified. And then we verify that with this CURP number that tells you if they have been. So we double check.
Well, and what I found to be true about those who have taken the COVID vaccine, Josh, is they're very proud of the fact that they took it. So many of these people will brag Yes. about it on social media. So if you're asking one of these normies if they got the mRNA experimental bioweapon, they'll say yes, because they're very proud of it. And so I think it's easy to suss this stuff out. Plus, in addition to that, you've got the government tracking there in Mexico, like you just mentioned. So I want to ask you about stem cell treatment, the big picture here. So I know you guys provide this treatment for a variety of different ailments, stroke victims, folks who have MS, people who have joint pain, of course, hips and knees. How much of this is woo? Okay, because my wife did a lot of research prior to us going back down there here, me for the second time, her for the first, and she's seeing a lot of disparate information about stem cell treatment. And what I said to her, Josh, is I wonder how much of that is because you're using Google. I wonder how much of that is because officialdom in the United States does not want you going out of the country to seek this kind of treatment. So how much of this treatment is science-based and quantifiable, and how much of it is what I call woo-woo?
I mean, there's always going to be some of the woo to anything like that, right? But I would say the majority of it is real and kind of what you're taught. I mean, I consider it my, moral obligation to be one of the people out there telling people the truth because I'm here. I talk with the doctors, the biologists. I get to see it firsthand. Plus, I've been doing this for 8 years, seeing patient outcomes. And the biggest thing is the marketing. Unfortunately, most places have turned it into like this big marketing name of like, oh, we've got golden cells or we've got, different things, and this just fixes everything, and it's nowhere near the case. So like I go out of my way, we don't just explain what they are and what they do, but how they do it. Like if you go through my website, I've made sure that it's easy to understand but has the technical things to back it up. But there is a ton of research to back it up. So we've worked with Dr. Arnold Kaplan. He's a professor of the Skeletal Muscle Institute at Case Western University there in Ohio. He named these in the early 90s, right? And he thought that they were stem cells because in the lab, you could turn over tissues. But when we inject them into people or animals, we found stem cells are supposed to differentiate. It's supposed to become whatever cell you want it to be. These, again, act more like a manager on the construction site. They work via the paracrine effect. It's supposed to guide the repair. And so they're not really stem cells in your body. He wishes he could rename them messenger signaling cells. But that's, the name is kind of stuck. And so, yeah, there's over 100,000 studies on Google Scholar. There's over 30,000 on PubMed. They're well researched. It's just there's a lot of bad information from the people trying to promote it, not the science. The science is great and does nothing but back it up.
Guys, sorry, there's just a few cutouts so far in this conversation. I think you're able to understand most of what Josh said there. Well, let me ask you this. It's sort of a COVID-related vaccine, experimental bioweapon vaccine-related question. So, we've got the testimony now from Steve Kirsch. He's a billionaire who's sounding the alarm on died suddenly, right? Ed Dowd is reporting about this. Everybody's taken the vaccine, at least so many people have, and hundreds of thousands of people are dying suddenly. And in his testimony, Steve Kirsch says, look, we've got a control group, and it's the Amish, where we cannot find one child with autism. And it's very rare to find autoimmune diseases. It's very rare to find cancer in the Amish community. And it's very rare to find arthritis in the unvaccinated. And man, did my brain light up. I'm like, okay, see, now that makes sense. Why do I, at age 54, 55, why do I now have arthritis, stage four in one knee, stage three in the other knee, when all I tried to do my entire life is take care of myself? I'm athletic. I like to work out. I like to lift weights. And now I can't even run anymore, Josh. So we'll talk about my situation in a second. But I wonder how much of this is vaccine related. Are you seeing, this is an anecdotal question, are you seeing fewer cases of arthritis in Mexico compared to those of us in the States who are all fully vaccinated? Maybe Mexicans are fully vaxxed too. I don't know. I'm talking
Well,
about the childhood vaccines.
so the childhood vaccines, they do the same here. So I don't think that you're going to see a difference. But look, autoimmune diseases are one of our specialties. And you do not see a lot of autoimmune diseases here. And I've always, I mean, I've over 8 years, I've developed my own theories. When I moved here 15 years ago from Seattle, Monsanto was everywhere. Puerto Vallarta is a main agricultural hub for Guadalajara, the second largest city in Mexico. And I mean, everything grows here. The joke is you spit and a tomato plant will grow, right? And they got rid of them because the Supreme Court here ruled GMOs to be illegal, which is awesome. Monsanto disappeared overnight. It was really cool to see for me because I don't like the GMO stuff. And so I think there's two factors there. I think the GMO, 95% of corn in the US is GMO because it makes it glyphosate resistant. They spray glyphosate on everything. I grew up, or went, I lived a while on it as a kid in Eastern Washington, went to college out there, Washington State University. There's wheat fields as far as the eye can see. They spray glyphosate on it before harvest because they know the plant's going to die. It produces bigger kernels and it all blossoms at the same time. Great for a farmer, bad for all of us. So I think the biggest thing is the food. I really think those things have a direct impact on autoimmune diseases from just what I've seen. You also have the fact like they build with timber, not with cement in the US. So you see a lot more mold issues, which leads to a lot of things. And then the vaccine schedule, there's no way there's not something related there too, in my opinion. I mean, we used to treat a lot of autism. We stopped because stem cells are not a cure for it. We saw amazing results, but like not, we decided to focus on things where we're seeing just, we're curing things as opposed to like giving some benefit. So yeah, I think there has to be some relation there.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, if I could just rewind time, I would never, ever allow any one of my children to get a single childhood vaccine. I wish I could rewind time, but I guess if we all had the benefit of living through the lens of history, we'd all be billionaires at this point. You just go back to what, 2002, 2003, and you buy Apple at $12. All right, we're going to talk about my personal situation in just one second. But before we do that, I want people to know that you do have the testimony of folks who have visited your clinic on your website, some of whom have had knee recovery, rebuilt cartilage from getting the treatment, the stem cell treatment in the knees. I've seen those videos myself. Some people have recovered even from MS. Let's just quantify what's working well for folks who come to visit you, and let's just quantify it for the audience quickly.
For sure. So let's start with joints. Our most common treatment are knees, probably second most common are backs, and then other joints, and then autoimmune diseases. And then, lately it's been a lot more like heart, nerve things like neuropathy and a lot of kidney calls. So with joints, let's start with that. So ligaments, tendons, meniscus, labrums, soft tissues tend to heal the fast and the easiest. Cartilage is the toughest. We have had patients regenerate their cartilage. It's more difficult, so we prefer if people can come sooner than later. But it's kind of the American way, tough it out as long as you can. And a lot of people come to us when they're at like third or fourth degree arthritis. So third or fourth degree arthritis, we can usually only move up one to two spots. So fourth degree to third or second, third to second or first. If people come to us when they're like first or second degree arthritis, huge success there. It's almost always a one and done kind of thing. People further along usually need a follow-up treatment 6 months to a year later. And, they'll still get improvement. There's a world of difference between fourth degree arthritis and, second degree. So we definitely improve mobility, get rid of swelling, inflammation, and things, but it's more difficult. Then the other tissues are a bit easier. And then for autoimmune diseases, it just reprograms the immune system. It's incredible for those. For nerve pain, heals the fastest. Most of our treatments fix things in about 3 to 6 months. You see peak results. Nerves, like I had sciatica 4 years ago, it was gone within 10 days, never came back. And despite my best efforts with dirt bikes and jet skis and dumb things, I have not re-injured it. So that's good. And then heart health. I mean, we have a lot of patients that their ejection fraction said they're in congestive heart failure, and we have the analysis to prove it. Part, it's not just saying better. It's like we literally have the ejection fraction echocardiogram, things to show it. And then lately it's been a lot of kidney disease things. And so the heart and kidney disease, I really think there's a direct link to the COVID vaccines. It's just been crazy the amount of calls we have. And I can get into some of that later if you want, but those are the main things that we're treating.
Okay, and I do want to ask you about some of the calls you've been getting, because I do worry that folks who didn't know any better and ran out and got the bioweapon, many of those folks are in the process of being hurt if they haven't already been hurt. Now, fortunately, I guess the new research is showing it wasn't every single batch. It was about 7 or 8%, 6% of the batches causing something like 80% of the injuries, because this thing was a bioweapons test in my view. So let's talk a little bit about my personal situation, and I'll be very candid with folks. When I went down there a year ago, I brought with me the MRI that I got locally at my clinic, and y'all couldn't read it, which is very common because of the proprietary software that my stupid clinic used here. You guys couldn't open it despite your best efforts. And I couldn't open it either, by the way. I couldn't even see my own MRI that I paid for, or I guess that my insurance paid for, which, by the way, brings me to a secondary topic, which is I wonder how many people seek hip replacements and knee replacements because they're quote unquote free through their insurance, whereas this is out-of-pocket treatment. You go to Mexico, you pay cash to get the stem cell treatment. So we'll talk about that. But my personal situation, when I came down here just a month and a half ago for my second treatment, Josh, you guys sent me to get the MRI right there in Puerto Vallarta. I got the MRI. You guys could read it. And the news was not good. Stage 4 in the left knee, stage 3 in the right knee.
You know, sometimes it takes more than one treatment to get people 100%. But that's just, you know, cartilage regeneration is one of the tougher tissues to regenerate.
And before I tell people how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking about it, you tell me what you thought of that particular MRI report. It wasn't good news for me, was it?
No, your knees are, you know, still pretty bad. You know, it looked like, I mean, we only had the written report from before, so we had to go off of that. But, you know, it was very, very bad. And this one's not good either, you know. But, you know, it comes down to, you've said, you've, you know, well, I mean, you tell them how you're feeling and everything and what you think.
Yeah. And here's the deal. So there were days where I felt 80% better. And then there were days where I felt only 20 or 30% better. And where we stand today is my left knee, I believe, is in much better shape than my right knee. And I wonder if it's because I just went down there again. And now my right knee is going through some of the same process. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm hoping. I'm fingers crossed hoping here. But honestly, right now, my right knee has been causing me more grief and pain, Josh, than my left knee. And the left knee is stage 4. So maybe the left knee is actually getting better over time. Again, I remain hopeful.
Yeah, it takes time. And again, like I said, you know, third, fourth degree is the toughest. Like, you know, people wait too long and unfortunately should have treated it sooner, but it's again, still better than having to go under the knife. And because once you do a knee replacement, that's it. Like you get about 20, 25 years out of that knee and there's not much they can do after that.
Yeah. And you know me, I just want to explore every avenue before I go that route. And again, I'm not even in my 60s or 70s. You know, my mother-in-law, she just got her second hip replacement. She's already had 2 knee replacements. I mean, it's just chronic in this country, man. All of these folks in that, my neighbor, he's in his early 60s. He just got his second hip replacement. It is so common now that people go into the hospital and they leave the same day. And this is like serious, serious surgery. It just kind of boggles my mind.
Yeah. No, they, you know, like we said before, they put on that big butcher's jacket, get the knife out, and they're ready to start cutting, unfortunately. And they're extorting people these days. Like, it sounds crazy, but they'll only do an x-ray to see what's going on. You cannot see soft tissue with x-ray. You can't see the cartilage. You can't see ligaments or tendons. So they're doing a complete guess based on the space they can see there. And they're only taking from one angle. So they can pretty well manipulate it to tell you you're bone on bone, even if you're not. We see that all the time when we do the MRIs. And literally I've had hundreds of patients tell me that they went and the orthopedic surgeon, they said, well, can we do an MRI? And they'll be like, you know what? I'll sign off to get you that MRI if you you agree to do the surgery. And I'm like, that's extortion. I mean, it's crazy to me, but that's why we do the analysis.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust. Yeah, it is extortion. And I mentioned the VIP treatment down there, you know, Dream Body Clinic. You guys picked us up at the airport. You took us to our hotel. You take us from the hotel to the treatment, back to the hotel, and ultimately back to the airport. It's very much a VIP treatment. And Let's just talk a little bit too about Mexico being safe. I really love Mexico. You know, I was just down there with you a month and a half or two ago, and I was just down there again with my wife in Huatulco, Mexico, which I
Oh, nice.
absolutely love, adore that place. And Mexico, I got to tell you, it's quite a bit safer than inner city Detroit or Chicago, Josh.
Look, I'm from Seattle. All my friends live on the east side where Microsoft and stuff is, and they don't cross the bridge to Seattle. I mean, the whole West Coast, I've lived all up and down the West Coast. Every town and city there is just covered in tent cities and junkies. It is so safe, dangerous up there. Even Mexicans now are afraid to go visit the US, the ones with visas, because they're like, well, I'm afraid to go to a shopping mall up there. I don't want to get shot. I'm afraid to go to a movie up there. I don't want to get shot. I mean, and that, I don't know. From what I read, it sounds much more dangerous up there than what I experience here. Like it's, the cartel thing does happen mainly at the border, but like they shoot each other. Like they do it with military precision. Like you almost never hear about civilians getting hurt. It's terrible to see, but Mexico seems to be on the rise. We just became the largest trading partner to the US, beating out China. And so like Mexico seems to be on the up, and the US, there's a lot of things we've been seeing that, it's looking more second and third world, unfortunately. I hate to see it, but I mean, that's what I see.
Yeah, I hate to see it and I hate to say it, but I've been saying the same thing. And in a SHTF scenario here in the United States, Mexico, I think, has a much healthier culture. I mean, the family-oriented people, it's a net exporter of food. And if you live in a northern climate like I do, you won't freeze to death when the power goes out. So honestly, I have one foot in Mexico just in case, Josh. And I know you live there full time. You love it.
15 years. I mean, I'm not a citizen. I have my permanent residency. I could get it at any time. It's just tax reasons. It makes more sense to keep it. But I mean, I've been joking with people that my retirement plan is to get my citizenship here, renounce US, and then sneak back across the border. And it sounds like they'll give me an apartment in Manhattan and, food and money. So that's the backup plan.
Isn't that pathetic? I know, you're absolutely right. It sounds like satire, but that is exactly what's happening. Free education now in my state for those who came here illegally, while those who were born here have to pay to go to college. I mean, you talk about upside down world, and that's why I like having this conversation with you, because my audience is outside the box thinkers. My audience does not just listen to officialdom and CNN and the Mockingbird mainstream Washington Post Bezos blog and just take that stuff at face value. In fact, more and more, my buddy Matt, my contributor at SGT Report, just said the other day, if you do the opposite of what CNN says, you'll probably be healthier and wealthier. And I laughed because I think he's absolutely right. And I want to point out that
Inverse
you're
Kramer.
inverse Kramer. What inverse Kramer? So I want to point out too that your new facility down there is equipped with a lab on site. So it's actually a one-stop shop, right?
All done. It's like world-class standards. I'll have some new video up of that very soon. But Mexico again. I mean, safety-wise, incredibly safe. I mean, look, I have kids. I have an 8-year-old. I have a 19-year-old daughter. She just graduated high school. And I mean, the education she got here, it was a private school, but I mean, it's like, I think it's like $300 a month. So it's not crazy expensive. The schooling was unreal. I mean, she's certified by Cambridge to teach English because they have an agreement with the University of Cambridge. And then she's going to go to college. She thought about going maybe to France because she speaks French. They had a program through University of Paris, or maybe to the US. But it's so expensive and so crazy. And so I told her, I'm like, well, come work for us for a year, see if you like it. And if you do, the state schools here in Mexico are free. What they do is like there's a really good biology degree here at the University of Guadalajara has a campus here. And it's actually, if she goes to school there, it's the 4-year college is free. And what they do is she has to complete like either 1 year or like 120 hours worth of, unpaid internship with a state approved, program where she'll actually learn real world experience in her field. But they consider that pays for the education. So, for people thinking, maybe it is time to get out of the States, like Mexico is an incredible option. Property tax is less than 1%. Education is free for college. Private schools aren't, but like they're not that expensive. And the cost of living's so much lower, it easily offsets it. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, that's been my experience there too. And now I know some folks who have expatriated or at least retired to Mexico, and they spend more time there just because they want to than the United States. So I don't want to see the fall of my country. I'll continue to fight for our republic, the Bill of
For
Rights, and the
sure.
Constitution. But I have said, Josh, pretty much on the record at this point, if these Marxist cultural revolutionaries steal another election and their puppet Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or House of Getty Gavin Newsom become president, I don't think there will be much left to fight for because this is the rinse and repeat strategy we see time and time again in third world nations. Look what they did to Brazil with Luna. Look what they do all over. The economic hitmen have done this to all the third world and second world countries. Now they're doing it here. The chicken is coming home to roost. So I'm very serious about folks really needing to at least mentally prepare a backup plan. Okay, so let me ask you about the calls you've been getting recently, a lot of them heart related. Tell us about that. Tell us about what treatment, honestly, what treatment would you even get if you have issues like that?
Well, the IV treatment for stem cells, when you do it, the first pass is it goes to your heart. And if you read the stats, everybody's afraid of all these things, but like heart disease is the number one killer. As men, we should be afraid of our heart and our prostate because those are probably the things that are going to get us. And what the stem cells do in IV is they go straight to the heart, then the lungs, then the rest of the body. The lungs act as a bit of a filter, so about 70% can get stuck there, then the rest get through. They don't get wasted, they still interact, but they get to the heart. And I mean, studies even up until 2012, 2014, they're so effective at regenerating the heart that they thought they were becoming myocardial tissue, which is heart tissue, heart cells. And it turns out they were just guiding the repair and regeneration. So, I mean, I have before and after echocardiograms of ejection fraction, which is how hard the heart's pumping the blood. A normal person is over 55%. When you get under 55%, you're technically in congestive heart failure. Most people come to us around like 30, 35%, and we're consistently getting them back into range. And so we've been getting a lot of heart calls. And like, here's a good example. We have a patient that is a ex NFL player, has like three or four Super Bowl rings, like big dude, right? He's like taller than me. He's like 6'5", like probably close to 300 pounds. And he did treatment a couple years ago because of a reaction it was, I think, Cipro, which is an antibiotic. Gave him all rheumatoid arthritis, caused all these autoimmune issues. So we fixed that 3 years ago. Then he came back last year because he was feeling pretty down, but he did a much smaller IV, just the 100 million IV. And then he was just here recently, a year later. And like, he's pretty sure that 100 million IV saved him because out of nowhere, he got heart issues. And turns out he has congestive heart failure. He did get the jab, and that's right when all these things started to happen. And and he was pretty bad. He was like at 35%. So, we did a 300 million or 400 million IV this time because of his body weight, such a big guy, that we expect to see, a full recovery. And hopefully here in, 3 to 6 months, he'll do a video with me and we can post that. But those are the kind of calls we're getting is people with heart conditions and kidney conditions and lung issues, which are all of the areas that the COVID virus attacks, the ACE2 receptors. They can interact with those, what are they called? The spike proteins. Those tissues have ACE2 receptors, which they can bind to and then get in. That's why they're so devastating for those organs. And man, just so many calls of people with heart issues. And the most has been people that out of nowhere are in like stage three or stage four kidney failure. And we have amazing success. Stage one and two, stage three is like okay. And stage four and five, we can't help. The kidneys have shrunk too much. And it's like, it's heartbreaking how many kidney calls I'm getting. We're like, I mean, guys younger than me, guys in their 30s that are, in stage four kidney failure and they have no idea why. But I always ask them, oh, which vaccine did you get? Just to see, because, and it's people that wouldn't normally call us. Most of our patients are people that would not get vaccinated, and we're getting more and more people with long COVID symptoms, they call it, and they're all vaccinated. and we've been IVing them back up, but it's waking a lot of people up, and it opens time to have that conversation, you know. And I let them come to their own conclusions, but every one of them comes to the conclusion, I really wish I hadn't got that vaccine. So it's tough to hear and see, but that's the reality.
Yeah, it's just shocking too that there continue to be absolutely no perp walks or consequences for those who push this thing, be they from Pfizer, the FDA, the CDC, World Health Organization. There are just no repercussions for these people because we live in Banana Joe's Banana Republic. I keep saying it, and sadly, that's the fact, which is why I keep such a close eye on Mexico. Now, I want people to know that Josh, I met you in person now twice. You're a great host, a great guy. So I do endorse Dream Body Clinic. Obviously, we're doing the second interview. But, to be pragmatic about my situation, it has not been a cure-all. So for those listening, if you've got stage three, stage four cartilage loss in your knees or your hips, I'm not going to tell you that this thing will turn around your ship overnight. Certainly, that's not the case. But I am willing to come back for a third treatment. And Josh, I guess I would ask, what would your advice be to those in my situation? Should I come back for another treatment in, half a year or a year? And those who are in my situation, should they just get the hip replacement and the knee replacement, or should they take a flyer on stem cells?
Well, I think it's worth trying when you're at that point. But look, we turn down a lot of people too. When you have, you're lucky you didn't have a lot of like what are called bone spurs, which are osteophytes. That's when chronic inflammation, your body's kind of last defense will grow new bone on the bones, and that can cause whole issues. In those cases, we usually tell people, hey, this isn't going to help. We can't get rid of that. The stem cells will not get rid of bone. So a lot of them can do like these, surgeries where they go in orthoscopically and kind of chisel it out, and then it might be worth trying cells. But, we if you're that bad, we recommend getting an MRI first so we can take a look and tell you. And, we're straight with people because I don't want people doing treatment and then, thinking, oh, stem cells don't work. It doesn't make them feel good. It doesn't make us look good. We want to heal people. So it depends on the situation like yours. I really hope you're going to see improvement from this last, injection. And if we see that improvement, I think it's worth if you need another to do it. But if you don't see improvement, it's not worth doing more. You may have to, either look for something else or get the surgery. We wish that this was a cure-all for everything, but it's medicine. There, if anybody tells you there's a medicine out there that cures everything, like be very skeptical. We have a very high rate. I'd say 80% of our patients get the results they want. There's probably 15 to 18% that get some improvement, but there's 5% that are non-reversed, and that's just medicine. But that's completely inverse to say something like Tylenol. I think the stats are if you give 10 people with a headache of Tylenol, three are going to see relief of that headache. So they're batting about 3%, and that's considered greatest medicines out there for like a headache. So we have great success, but it depends how bad things are. The sooner you can get something like this done, the better. But it's everybody's different. I wish it was like everybody reacted exactly the same, but it's just not the way medicine works.
Yeah, I'd advise everybody, kind of like when I do an interview with a CEO of a mining company or, a gold precious metals company, I'm like, do your own due diligence, okay, before making any investment decision. The same would be true here. Dig in. You guys can go to Dream Body Clinic, dreambody.clinic. I'll leave the link below. Do your own research, look at the testimonials, and study up for yourself. It's very transparent. The pricing, I think, is still right all on the website, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, everything's there on the website. Phone number, we've got a toll-free US number, we've got all that. And we're not trying to be one of these clinics that becomes like, I'm never going to expand, I'm never going to open up new locations. Like we care about the people we treat. Like we're right now, last month, I think we did about 100 people. We'll probably do about 150 this month. And that's the range we're going to stay in. We'll push people further out if we have to, but like otherwise, we can't give people the care they deserve. I hate that in the US you might get 5 minutes of your doctor's time before they push you off to the PA. So we will never do that. We'll never overextend ourselves. I mean, the great part about being in Mexico is that, it's much more affordable to live here. So, we don't have to push it to that. We don't have to, expand, like the problem all these companies do, thinking they have to make like tens or hundreds of millions to be happy. It's like you can make money and live a good life and help people. And I still want to have time for my kids, for my family. So that's the real goal there. We're kind of boutique and niche. And if it makes sense for you, great. If it doesn't, no big deal. At least it gives you an option when there's so few options. I mean, doesn't seem like they're out there trying to cure anything. I mean, what's the last thing they tried to cure? Polio, they say. And I could argue that they just changed, different symptoms to different, like muscular dystrophy and things. Like it's, yeah, medicine's gotten pretty sick, and COVID, if COVID didn't prove that to everyone, I don't know what will. Like that was a huge cash grab.
Yeah, no, 100%. Let me show the website here. You mentioned Tylenol. Yeah, isn't that the truth about Western medicine? You take your child to the baby well visit at the doctor, they shoot them up with these childhood vaccines. Then your kid gets 100, 300, 4 temperature. You call the doctor in a panic. He says, give them Tylenol. And now we know, guess what contributes to autism? Tylenol. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And when I was in Mexico, guys, in addition to no GMOs there, because they kicked Monsanto out, as Josh mentioned, not a single chemtrail in the sky did I see in the 2 weeks I was there. A week in Puerto Vallarta and a week in Huatulco, not a single chemtrail in the sky. Don't
And
miss
I will
them.
say there were before Trump got in office, you would not very many, but you would see them sometimes. So they something happened and they shut that down. I've definitely noticed that, and I've got a few friends here that keep track of it. So yeah, they've cracked down on a lot of things.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that because all any of us want at this point is just liberty and freedom for our families. That's all we want. And
Completely.
if you're ready for a life-changing healing experience, guys, you can go to dreambody.clinic. The link is below. Josh, what's the best way for people, my audience, to reach out to you?
Yeah, just go to the website. They can call us toll free. It's right there at the top, 833-445-9089. It's me, and I've got like an assistant about that can take all the calls, talk to everyone, help them out, make sure you get taken care of. And that means it might take us, like, if we don't pick up on the first one, leave a message, we will get back to you. And we do our best to help everyone, but it does take a lot of time. So we'd rather take the time and make sure we're treating everyone right than just try to make the first game and make you queue up and just that. So we dig deep into everything to make sure it's worth doing, and if it is, we'll help you out and take it from there.
All right, very good. Our guest has been Josh Kettner, the proprietor of Dream Body Clinic in Bucyrias, Mexico, just outside of Puerto Vallarta. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you found this information helpful. I just really believe in thinking outside the box, especially as Western medicine seems hell-bent on depopulating the planet. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
It's important to understand the rulers of darkness, the secret societies, the people causing all of these problems for us, like the vaccines, the wars that we don't want to be involved in that just came out of nowhere, the famine that doesn't make any sense at all with modern technology, so-called wildfires started by Antifa all over the place, burning the skies red, polluting the air. You see this sort of like end of the world scenario happening because these people are trying to bring about their new world order, which is essentially the Book of Revelation. They're trying to reverse engineer the Book of Revelation and bring about exactly those events. They're trying to beat God. That is their religion.